Sometimes the world looks like you ain't ever seen it before. Stuck behind never-ending windows, all you need is a door. Searching for something to put a smile back on your face. Just remembering unusual times that can come from an unusual place. You need a partner for the ride, 'cause everybody needs a Clyde. So set your worries to the side. Just ask, say the word and I'll be there. Just ask, you know the greatest things in life all come in a pair. They say hindsight's 20/20, but that ain't far enough behind me. So if you want the sweetest honey, I think hindsight's 1990. Yes, I mean. To pretend I got a hand I can lend, 'cause when you really need a friend, just ask. Shit 90 Shows taught me.
Shit 90 Shows Taught Me was not filmed before a live studio audience.
Are you ready to spring lavish gifts on a virtual stranger? So are we. Welcome back to Shit 90 Shows Taught Me. I'm Jess Sterling here with my co-host, Sarah Humphrey. Sarah, how are you?
Give me all the gifts, bitches. I want it. I'll take it. I see it. I want it. Just like Faith said and Ariana Grande. I see it. I want it. I take it. I want it. Give me my gifts. I want it, please. I would take the gifts. I'm not saying no to any gifts.
The funny thing is I love how the paramedic got absolutely nothing for actual medical stuff he did. Nothing.
Or the like whatever doctors that she went to or something.
Yeah, no one in the hospital, none of the nurses. Ben saved her life.
No, you know what's funny? Or it's not really funny. I really do think that she probably went to every single person and bought them their dream.
I hope so.
Yeah, I really think that she would, because it seems as though the money is endless. So when money is endless, we be buying.
Money is flowing.
But Ben was the last face that she saw before she died. And therefore, he is the one.
Mm-hmm. And that's how rom-coms begin, you know?
I mean, I'm sure we've seen some rom-coms just like that. It was a meet cute. Yeah. I really like this episode. It was bonkers. Let me be perfectly clear. Season 3 of Felicity is absolutely fucking bonkers, but I think I'm liking it because it's just like we're in crazy land, and that is where I thrive.
It is unhinged in a very fun way. Of course, we're talking season 3, episode 12, Girl Fight. I mean, we, as you may have heard on the last podcast, we watched ahead for the first 2 minutes of this episode just to see who got shot. And we were very astonished to see, wow, it's no one we really know. Elena got grazed by a bullet and Avery got full on shot. And you're saying, who the hell is Avery? And that's exactly what we were saying. Some blonde girl got shot.
Yeah, some blonde girl. My favorite thing in this episode in the beginning was when Felicity was like, someone got shot. Yeah, like someone. Like, I can't tell you who it is.
Because I've never seen this girl in my life.
I've never seen her, but she's here. Someone got shot. So, yeah, that was pretty crazy. I loved watching ahead with you last week and being able to be like in live time, be like, oh, like there's Tracy. Tracy's okay. Like, okay.
Yeah, Felicity's fine. Yeah.
Felicity's fine. Like, that was a lot of fun. And then for it to just be a rando. And I was very convinced it was Ruby. Like, I was like, that is Ruby. Like, right? Like, and you couldn't convince me otherwise until, like, finally, I don't know. Was I crazy to think that looked like Ruby?
It's blonde girl blindness, you know? Like, she did look like Ruby in that she was a white woman in her early 20s with blonde hair, like a petite woman. I mean, like, sure, yeah, she looked like Ruby. They could have done a better job at casting someone who doesn't look like an existing character on the show. But I do think there is something to Avery being this, like, young, blonde, rich girl. Like, I do think she looks the part for the character she's playing.
She looks rich, right? Like, especially throughout the episode, like her, it's one of those, like her hair is perfectly straight and it's like cut at the same level. Like the clothes that she wears is elevated. Like she's still a student, but there are so many students that go to NYU and are rich, rich. Mm-hmm. I mean, freaking Barron Trump goes to NYU. So, very fun or interesting. Like, this was a fun episode and I'm excited to talk about it with you.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's a great one. So we'll start with like the actual night of the shooting and everything like that. Yes. And then because the results are basically James comes in, shoots a bullet. He's aiming for Noel, like we thought, because Noel was the one dancing with Molly. Noel just so happens to bend down to tie his shoe at the moment of the shooting, which is stupid. Hilarious.
I'm dancing. I'm having so much fun. Like, I love the song. Oh, wait, my shoe is untied. What are the odds, really? Yep. I guess like the odds are pretty slim, and that's kind of what fucks Noel up in this episode. So he got shot, and then random Avery gets shot, and also Elena, like the bullet grazed an ear, one would say.
Yes.
Could be grazed by said bullet. Mm-hmm. And essentially there's two people that got shot, you know, chaos ensues. The police are called, or the EMTs are called. EMTs, is that right?
Yes. EMTs.
EMTs.
You're thinking EMTs, ear, nose, and throat, doctor.
Yeah. And then, James is found an hour later. He runs away because he's a fucking pussy bitch.
Well, and I'm pretty sure that unless I'm mistaken, it seems like Sean and a couple other guys chase after him. And I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm not chasing a man with a gun. Like, well, if he wants to leave, please leave. Like, you know, let the cops do that.
Probably, but like, you know, bros be bros. And then
bros truly do be broin.
Freaking Tag is found in a fucking dumpster. He was found in a dumpster.
In a McDonald's.
Was he? Oh yeah, he was in a McDonald's dumpster. Yes. And then he's like, you know what? I have really bad back pain, and also my mom got denied by United Healthcare. Mm-hmm. And then there's like shrines for Tag all over New York City.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what happened. But yeah, very on the nose. No, he's found in a dumpster. And then he's thrown into jail. And then Molly is like, I have no purpose being here anymore. I'm going to go back to England.
Yeah, oh my God, talk about a waste of our time with the character, right? Like, really? We are 12 episodes in. This bitch showed up in like episode 3. So we've known her for 9 total episodes, mm-hmm. of which she was like the centerpiece for like half of them. Yep. And then she just nopes back to fucking Great Britain. Like, see you never, Molly. What a waste of our time to have this character exist. But the good news is, Sarah, is I was like, thank God that means her and Ben are not going to become a thing.
Yeah, we were very, very worried about that. And the fact that might not be the case, or is probably not the case, that is great. Do you think we're ever going to see Molly again?
No. I think sure she's not. Toast.
I sure hope not, but I'm not convinced. Like, I feel like, I don't know, she's so fucking annoying. She might pop up again. I'm not quite sure. That would be like the worst thing.
I just don't know why she would. Like, what is the unfinished business that we need? Like, Julie, yes, right? Because she was like very much just like boom, gone in the wind, a major character. Like, it makes sense if they did like a Dawson's Creek sort of thing. She shows up in the finale. Molly, though, what is her unfinished business? Like, what do we need more from her? Nothing.
Just to be annoying. Hello, guys. I'm off the Coca-Cola now. I'm going to go annoy you some more.
That was a great accent.
No, it was really bad.
It was pretty bad.
You know what? I think that perhaps she could come back. Do you think that we're going to see any of the legal ramifications for
Tag?
For Tag?
I don't think so. I think it's like he's arrested, it's over and done. Like, I mean, I feel like if we would have, because we'll talk about the time jump in this episode,
yeah.
I feel like that would have been a big mention. Like, we obviously get many references to the shooting because it affects a lot of our characters, but not in any legal way, you know?
Yeah.
It's all like emotional stuff.
Yeah, I don't know what we could, like, what unfinished business, unless it's just like, it's like she's not okay. Like, I was thinking, oh, maybe she can come back and be like, I'm sorry, I fucked up everyone's lives for like a semester. But then again, she's like, we don't care enough from her to get that closure.
Exactly. You
know? But yeah, I don't know. Maybe the show thinks that we care about her. I'll just tell you, JJ, I do not care.
Please don't put her back on our screens. We're done with her. No, I've had enough.
I don't want to see her. I don't want to see her face. I don't want to see her ever again. I'm trying to see. You know, I'm not allowed to do this, but I just want to know what else. I just want to see what else this actress is in, because
I don't know that I've seen her in like literally anything.
I never want to see this bitch's face ever again, is what I'm saying.
So you're going to avoid anything she might ever have been in.
Yeah, if I see her on my TV screen in any capacity, oh no, she was in Breaking Dawn. Oh no, she was in not Breaking Dawn, but another movie called Breaking Dawn.
Oh, the lesser known Breaking Dawn.
Yeah, not as famous Breaking Dawn. If I ever see anything that this woman is in, I will burn my TV down.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm telling you the truth.
Okay, let's jump 3 months into the future now, right? So Molly is gone. Tracy did end up going on the trip to, was it Africa?
Yeah.
Yeah, like a Greenpeace sort of situation. What's it called when the church does it?
Missionaries.
Missionary, yeah.
He did not specify where in Africa they went. I just want to be very clear, because apparently there's not everybody knows this, but there are countries within Africa. So just by saying he went to Africa is not very telling, you know? Did he go to
Kenya?
Uganda? Did he go to South Africa? Like, where did he go? Like, did he go to Egypt?
I don't think the show cares, because he's back already. Because he went. So 3 months have passed. So let's update. Yeah. Let's get an update on our characters. So we have Tracy went to Africa. He has now returned. Elena has been taking a ton of self-defense classes and seemingly testing them out on Felicity when she arrives back at their apartment.
Yeah, because they finally learn the lesson that, you dummies, you gotta lock your door. Which, by the way, I need to tell my husband.
I was gonna ask about this.
He's very, how do you know? He's very convinced that you don't.
Because, okay, let me just explain this to you, Sarah. Your husband does a lot of podcasting, okay?
Yeah.
So you just learn a ton about people by listening to podcasts they're on. And he said on no less than like 3 different podcasts that he does not lock his doors. And every single time I'm astonished, because I don't live in a world, even when I'm home, my door is locked right now.
Yeah, he gets upset when I lock the door, actually.
Because what about at night? Like, if you're going to bed?
No, I mean, I do, but then if he is out the door before me, which doesn't happen that often because he likes to stay inside, but if he's out the door before me and like can't get in, he gets upset.
Now,
he doesn't want to lock our car.
Okay. I really don't understand any of these things. I mean, not that I keep super valuable things in my car, and I don't know anything about like hot wiring and if it's difficult, but like, I don't want to risk it. Like, I don't want to test people and see how trustworthy they are. I know how trustworthy the world is. And guess what? It ain't that trustworthy.
Yeah.
May I suggest,
in the Midwest, we don't have to worry about these things, but.
Yeah. Okay. There are shitty people everywhere. I got news for you. Shitty people exist everywhere. You could always get, we have like our front door has like the number pad thing, so we don't have to use keys to unlock it, which is super helpful, because then you don't have to like fumble for the keys and blah blah blah. You just type in the code.
That seems so hackable, though. Like, I've seen so many movies where like
people have little gadgets and then like just hook the gadget in and then like it calculates like a billion different combinations.
Sure. But in my, like in my mind, if they were trying to hack their way in, then they're targeting a much bigger, fancier, richer house than ours to do so. They're not going to like mark the teeny tiny house that looks like, you know, I don't think these people have a ton of money. They're going to go for the lavish. If they have that kind of technology, then they're going for the ritzy houses, not mine.
That's true. Plus, your front door is so bamboozleable. Then they're, did you ever get it fixed? It opens up the wrong way.
No, and it pisses me off literally every time. Because let me tell you, so to like explain, we have a very small porch and our door opens the wrong way. And the problem is, so you basically open the door and it blocks the staircase that you need to then walk down. And I, on Christmas Day, was it? Yeah, it must have been Christmas Day. I was going to my parents' house. It was me and the two dogs and bags. Imagine trying to walk outside with two dogs and bags with a door that opens the wrong way. It was a nightmare. Like, the door drives me crazy. I don't know why they did it when they built it that
way. I don't understand why you haven't fixed it yet.
Because it's not an easy fix. It's like, it's actually quite complicated. Doors are a pain in the ass.
Just get a new door.
Okay. I love how you say it. Like, just get a new door. Like, it says I need someone to install it.
Your father is a
carpenter. I know.
He's a carpenter. Just like Jesus.
Just like my dad is basically Jesus. Anyway,
Doors cost. So, how much do doors? No, not
they're door. Not the doors aren't expensive. It's not that. It's the mounting of the door. Like you have to make sure you get it exactly the right size and exactly the right angles. It's like, trust me, it's pain. Okay. I just know that much.
I do trust you. But finally, they are locking their doors, and Elena is doing flips. So it's interesting because we see how like each of these characters have dealt with like a traumatic situation, which I really appreciated. So Elena is very much like, I'm going to take action. Like she's all about control in her normal life. Like
makes sense.
That was a situation where her life went out of control, like, or things happened to her out of her control. So she's taking it as like, the way that I'm going to cope with this tragedy is that like I am going to take action and do everything that I can so that this sort of thing never happens to me again. And so she's taking these self-defense classes. She's being like hyper aware, something that like I feel like is very of her character. It's very Elena to take action that way. And I think the total opposite of that is Noel, who 3 months later has seemingly not gotten off the couch. He is in a depression.
He has survivor's guilt, or like not survivor's guilt, I guess, because Avery survived, but he feels like it could have been him. And so he is very much in his depression era.
Yeah.
And he's not doing well. He hasn't really like left the apartment much. Like he's still living with the guys. So he's not really leaving the house much. He's just kind of playing video games. Like it doesn't even seem like he's super into Loser Pet Store anymore. Like he's just kind of depressed, you know, because of everything that happened.
Yeah. He's just like, it's kind of like, he's like, life is meaningless. Like my life is meaningless. Like I could have died there. Like I could have, you know, why did I get spared when like others did not? Like he's very it's the opposite of Elena. He's like not taking action and he's like very like down and out about it.
Zaxby's just out Philly the Philly again. The Zaxby's Chicken Philly is back with garlic aioli, sautéed peppers and onions, decadent melty cheese, and your choice of Zaxby's signature crispy chicken fingers or delicious grilled chicken. But it's only back for a limited time, so enjoy it while you can. No pressure. It's just the greatest sandwich of all time on a ticking clock. Order the Chicken Philly today. Who's got the sauce? Zaxby's.
Felicity, I feel like it. Felicity and Ben, both of them, I feel like kind of are like, you know, it happened and like we're moving on. Like it doesn't feel like it has impacted them, understandably, because they didn't get shot slash almost shot. But it seems as though like they are just maybe not processing it, and maybe it's something in the future as like,
or maybe already processed it. Like, we don't know what happened in those 3 months. It's possible that they did get some sort of guidance, but they do seem like the two that have kind of been able to move on from it.
Yeah.
And not really dwell on it. Haven't been affected long term as much, at least that we can see.
Yeah.
And then Megan and Sean are Megan and Sean, and we'll get into all their nonsense this episode as well. But where do we want to start in terms of after the 3 months where we pick back up with our characters? Do you want to discuss Megan and Sean? We have Elena and Tracy, and then we have everything going on with Avery.
I like really want to talk about Elena and Tracy because I kind of feel like this was such a big surprise for me. And well, okay. So basically, it's been 3 months. Elena's doing her thing and she goes to class and she sees Tracy, who is home a month earlier than he was supposed to be, which is surprising. And then on top of that, she sees him with a girl and they are affectionate and they kiss. And she's like, what the fuck? So she does like a very Elena thing, goes right to his apartment and is like, hey, why are you back early? Does it have something to do with that girl you're with? Who's the girl? And he's like, oh, the girl, that's Rose. I met her on the trip. She was also in Africa on a missionary trip.
With her church.
And we just met and we just like got on. And Elena, I was like, I felt at first took this like pretty decently. Like she was like surprised, mm-hmm. but then she processed it kind of like what we've been saying, like, oh, like, you know, it makes sense. You and I were just on two different parts of the spectrum. Even if we got back together, eventually the sex thing would like fuck us up. So it only makes sense that you found somebody that shares the same beliefs as you and like holds the same values, and you guys probably are like a better match. And I think Elena's able to process that because it doesn't have to do with her. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it like makes sense logically to Elena that like he would be with someone who shares those values, who does go to church, who was on the missionary trip with him. Like they have more in line with each other. And she, like she said, and like you said, the sex thing was always going to end up being an issue for them. So mm-hmm. I think she was able to justify in her mind him like wanting to date this other girl. Now, I do think it is not great of Tracy to, because he comes home early. It's not like he came home on time. He came home early and then just didn't talk to Elena and was hanging out with Rose. I personally feel like he should have like talked to Elena, said, hey, I came home early. Here's the situation. I feel like he was just like doing a more avoidant strategy.
Yeah.
And so I was very happy to see. I feel like it was really mature of Elena to not, I don't want to say confront because that sounds more like aggressive than I mean, but like go to him and just be like, hey, what's the deal? Are you guys dating? Like, please just tell me. It felt very mature. Like, it didn't feel like no one was yelling. No one was, you know what I mean? Like, and I think it's because, like you're saying, she could see the logic in it. But where things take a turn is when they're getting drinks together. Elena and Tracy are getting drinks together. And he offers to, like, pay for her drink. So she goes to grab, like, cash out of his wallet and finds a condom in there. Now, this doesn't necessarily mean him and Rose are having sex. It just means he's prepared in the event they do. Mm-hmm. What do you think, Sarah? Like, do you think they're actively having sex or do you think it's more like a, well, I want to be prepared just in case?
We didn't get confirmation because I kind of, that's a question. I didn't sound like a question, right? We didn't get confirmation.
We don't know. I mean, I don't think we know.
Yeah, I kind of, it's interesting because I didn't even, because I'm such an emotional person that I didn't even consider that that was just him being prepared. I took it as like how Elena took it, which was, it was fact. And that, because I think that if I was in that situation, it would have absolutely wrecked me.
Yeah.
Absolutely wrecked me. I would have jumped to that conclusion. And I would be automatically going where Elena's brain is at of like, why not me? Like, if the sex thing wasn't the issue, then it was me. Mm-hmm. I think that now that you see that, it makes sense.
Because he did have sex with Elena once, and it was quite unexpected for them. Mm-hmm. So, like, maybe in his mind, he's like, in the event that that does happen, I want to be prepared. But then you have to question, because you have to imagine, Sarah, Elena is thinking, well, this new girl, Rose, must also be wanting to wait till marriage. So then, like, why the condom, though? You know, like, if you both have that same philosophy. I'm a prepared girl, though. It's like, you never know. Need to be prepared.
Yeah. I mean, it's possible. I think it's probably more likely. I don't know. I think that it's a very, like, hard lesson that, like, sometimes, I don't know, like, it's just hard. Like, I think it's a big possibility that Elena just wasn't his person and he didn't feel completely comfortable. And Rose is somebody that he does feel comfortable doing that with. Also, like, you know, like, there's, like, definitely times where it's just like, you know, the first time is like a big deal and like subsequent times feel less so.
Yeah.
Worries, whatever. So I think, like, I would be more interested in seeing the story play out of, like, Tracy is being intimate with Rose and having Elena deal with that, because I think it's, like, very realistic. Like, I think that, like, one of my greatest fears in my previous relationship, when I just felt like, you know, things weren't working out as I saw, would be that we would break up and then my ex would progress much farther in that relationship much quicker. And then it's like, once again, all this stuff about with Elena has to do with, like, you know, control, and, like, she can control things about herself. It was her decision to want to have sex. But then when the control is taken away and, like, you know, then it's like, well, then what's wrong with me? Like, what can I fix? Versus, like, he's his own person and makes his own decisions, and it has nothing to do with what you do and what you don't do. That's a harder thing to accept. It's easier to try to be like, what can I do, or what did I do? Because that's what Elena says right away, like, to Felicity. She goes to Felicity and is, like, sobbing, and she was like, you know, it wasn't about the sex. It was about me. Like, I am, like, he didn't love me. There's something wrong with me. And I think that, I don't think that's probably necessarily true, but that is a very easy place to go when you have issues with, like, control. Like, because,
You want to be able to dictate everything. Everything is, as someone who is also a fellow control freak, like, it's difficult when you are not the one who is able to say, this is the way it's going to go. And especially when she is now left in the lurch trying to figure out why is he doing this? Like, I would understand if it was the church thing or the no sex before marriage thing, but it seems like that's not the case. So, like, what is it about me that wasn't good enough? And I think that on top, I think it's, I don't think it's a, like, I think her reaction is going to be further, like, flamed by the fact that she is also still dealing from the aftermath of the shooting. Like, I think she lost control there, right? Like, she could have been really hurt. Like, she got luckily it was just, like, a graze and she's okay. But she could have gotten really hurt and she didn't have control then. And now she's losing control of something else. So I think we could see some really interesting stuff from Elena for the back half of the season. Like, I don't know what is going to be the result of this, but I think it's really difficult if you are someone who tends to both have control and like control, when that control is taken away, how you react. I'm interested to see what we see from Elena from here.
I'm curious, like, how, if you, would you go inward if you ran into the situation? Because I know myself, and I would be like, very like, you're not good enough. You know, it's you, like he didn't like you. He doesn't love you. Like, me as in me. Like, how would you respond to this? Like, or would you be, how would you respond? Because obviously your brain went away, but like, oh, he's just like trying to be prepared. There is no world or reality where my brain would ever go there. Ever.
So I say, like, oh, he's trying to be prepared as an outsider. I think if I'm Elena, if I'm in that situation, I do probably have those thoughts. I'm really tough on myself, so I could see myself saying, like, you weren't good enough, like, you know, X, Y, and Z. Even bringing it back to the whole thing with the professor, I feel like it would bring up those feelings as well of, like, I don't deserve anything good that I've had, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. I also feel like it probably would manifest outwardly as well. Like, I feel like I would then take it out on him, not necessarily to his face, but like in my head of like, wow, what a jerk. Like, what, you know what I mean? Like, I think anger would probably be the dominant feeling in it. I don't know. Like, as an outsider, I do tend to look at things more logically, but when I'm in it, if I'm in it, I think I'm much more of an emotional, I'd have a more emotional response.
Do you think that Tracy came back from using the bathroom and she just like pretended like nothing was wrong?
Oh yeah, I think so. I think Elena, because she I think it's so interesting because I do see myself in Elena a lot.
Yeah,
I think you might think at first, oh, she's a very blunt person, she probably would say something, but I don't think so, because if Elena is anything like me, if someone bruises your ego, it's like, I'm going to shove that shit so far down, it doesn't see the light of day. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not going to confront him because I don't want to know the truth. Like, maybe I don't want to hear those things.
Yeah.
Like, maybe I want to make things up in my head. I don't necessarily want to hear confirmation of like,
interesting,
enough, or maybe we just connect more, or I don't know. Maybe it is just he's being prepared, but I don't think you necessarily want to know the answer.
I do think it's really good for Elena to go right to Felicity, her like closest confidant besides Noel, apparently, and, you know, talk about it and like cry in her arms. Like, and Felicity, of course, is like a very good friend to Elena. So mm-hmm. she was very comforting, and we don't totally get to see the totality of that conversation and how Felicity consoles her. But I hope that, you know, I'm very interested to see how it plays out in the next few episodes. I do think that we'll get confirmation if Tracy is with Rose or not.
Yeah.
I kind of just wish that Tracy could be a part of the friend group.
I literally was about to say the same thing.
Yeah, without the Elena stuff, because I thought that, you know, like when the boys were hanging out and playing video games, it would have been nice to see Tracy in there too. It just kind of solidifies the fact that like Tracy is here for a good time and not a long time. Like, I think that this is probably his last season. We won't see him in season 4, which sucks because he's really great. Like, I like him as a character, and obviously adds like much needed diversity in a very like whitewashed cast.
Yeah. And he's a different sort of character than we normally see, right? Like, he is very studious. He's trying to be a doctor. Like, he's different than Noel and Ben and Sean and all of those other characters. So it would suck to lose him. I do agree with you. I think it's most likely what's going to happen. But who knows? We'll hold out hope that maybe he sticks around. All right, let's get Megan and Sean out of the way, because, and then we'll get into like the meat and potatoes.
Man, this is so funny.
This storyline was wild. Megan gets like assigned a project where she has to basically teach, and she is like, "I'm not a kid person. I'm not very kid friendly." This also seems like a bad idea to force someone who isn't necessarily a big kid fan to be around children, because like, you know, what if they say stuff or do stuff that isn't appropriate to do around children?
Like teaching witchcraft, just spitballing.
Just an example.
Okay, hold up. I think we finally get confirmation what Megan's major is, because I don't know if we knew this before. And I think it's psychology. Like, I think that that's what she had said. You would think that it's education based off of like where she gets placed. But I'm pretty sure she said it was psychology, which, I mean, I do think kind of tracks, kind of not. But Anyway, so yeah, she gets placed in an elementary school as a teaching assistant or like a...
Yeah, she's a teacher's assistant. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And she is... She shows up like in regular Megan garb.
Yeah.
Which I feel as though... I mean, okay. Like, it's okay, but also... I don't know. What were the regulations? Like, did she get something that was like, you need to dress like business casual?
I doubt it.
Up in like a sheer shirt and a bra. Like, you know, was there, she probably is the reason why they now put out regulations as to what you can show up with.
That's the thing. I think back in the 90s, I think they were like, oh, people will know. Like, mm-hmm. people will know what's appropriate and what's not. And it's like, Megan's the reason they now need to have parameters in place.
Exactly.
Because Megan even says, she's like, oh, you want my bra on the inside of my shirt. Okay. Like, goth is one thing. Like, whatever, you know, rock your own style. But like, of course, it should be a little bit more appropriate for around kids. And she... And this is typical Megan. This felt very true to the character, that it ends up that the kids aren't the people that bother her. Like, the kids are fine, because Megan is someone who I think would appreciate what kids say, how blunt they are, that they just say what they think and they don't think twice about it. She doesn't like the bureaucracy of the other teachers and stuff.
Yeah.
She doesn't like all the like red tape and all that stuff. So that's what starts happening, is she gets ticked off at the teachers. And Sean makes a joke about teaching children witchcraft. And she's like, that's a great idea. And she actually starts doing it.
Well, okay. So the reason is because, okay, number one, the reason why she hates kids is because she got bullied when she was in school. And she's afraid of going to back to school and getting bullied. So when there's this little girl who is like kind of a loner and she gets bullied, she's like, fuck this. Like, and plus she's feeling bullied by Megan's feeling bullied by her peers, by her teacher, fellow teachers. So she's like, fuck this. Like, we are going to fight back, little girl. And I forget her name. I think it's like something like
Melody or something.
No, know what, whatever, it doesn't, Leslie something. And it's like, fuck this, we are going to teach them a lesson, because it's very much like, I understand what you're going through. And when I was a kid, I wasn't able to fight back. I didn't have those resources. So we're going to cast spells and fight back against all the bullies. So she brings a box, and it's not, somebody said in like the Discord that like maybe this is what's in Megan's box, like it's a magic box. I don't think that this is her actual box. It's a different box, because I remember she was telling Sean, like, I'm going to pack little Leslie or whatever the fuck her name was, her own box of like spell materials. So she brings the box, and then the teacher comes and is like, I heard more complaints that you're teaching, you know, spells to the children. So she gets in trouble for that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah exactly. Like, it's, I mean, understandably so, right? Like, I don't think she should be necessarily teaching kids witchcraft. She does read to me as someone who is great with kids, because she is someone I think kids would like, because she talks to them like they're people, not she doesn't talk down to them. She treats them with respect, but she's just looking for trouble, in my opinion. Like, I feel like she is just acting in a way that she knows is going to get her in trouble. And yet again, we have a fight between her and Sean. Thankfully, this one doesn't last very long. But it was like, here we go again, like another bickering fight. Like, it's just like exhausting.
The show is getting aware of it too, because they had said, oh, like, we fought and we, you know, sorted it out without us like storming off or whatever. So like, I think the show's getting aware that like they are That this is like a repeat pattern and it's going to get old because it's already kind of old. So I'm hopeful that if they are able, that's like the very first step of like creating better communication foundation. So if they are being like aware, like, hey, like we got through this argument without it lasting days and us storming off and like ignoring.
Yeah, we didn't break up.
Yeah, yeah, we didn't break up. That's what they said. Yeah.
That was really nice because he immediately, and I liked this because she's finally passionate about something. And she like shows, she's like, this is the first time I felt like I have like an interest in a profession long term. And then you criticized it and it was a really big deal for me. And it like really hurt my feelings. And he was like, you're right. I'm sorry. And I loved that because that was way, Sarah, like other in a past episode, it would have been back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. This time it was very quickly squashed. And you're right. It was Leslie. Leslie is the girl's name.
Wow. Look at me. Nailed it. That's incredible.
Nailed it. But I did like, even though I think that obviously like the teaching witchcraft thing was like a bit of a mistake. I like the way Megan put it where she says like, it's creative and you should have seen this little girl on the playground. Like she had a newfound sense of self. The other kids were talking to her. Like she wasn't being ostracized. Like that's incredible. And that's really incredible that Megan did that. Yeah. It's just maybe find another approach, I think.
Well, okay. So like, I mean, assuming that the witchcraft isn't real, it doesn't matter because the little girl through Megan was able to gain, as Megan said, confidence, which made the kids start to respect her. So in a way, she did help the little girl because now the girl's like no longer feeling like a victim or somebody that is bullied. So like Megan helped her in that regard. And I mean, Megan also was a counselor at Wicca Camp, which I assume unless they're all, it's like an adult camp, which
yeah,
I think those exist, but I'm sure she worked with kids too. I think it was purely having to go back into an elementary school setting that really freaked her out because once again, like she wasn't able to gain that confidence within herself so that other kids wouldn't go after her. So and all of this is maybe teaching is not it, but maybe psychology really is it for her. Like I don't know, like necessarily a child psychologist, but I think like Megan is not a bad candidate to work with kids because of like, if you let a kid pick out what they want to wear, they would probably pick out something very colorful and put their hair in like some crazy ponytails. Like I think that like Megan is like whimsical, which is exciting for children. You know what I mean? So I think that she isn't like a terrible candidate to work with kids. And obviously like she felt very passionate about being able to like work with little Leslie. So I feel as though, yeah, like, I don't know. We'll see what like Megan winds up doing, but I mean, she seemed very like proud of herself and Sean came around as Sean could do.
Yeah. He, at the very least, he realized that like what he said hurt her feelings. And he's like, yeah. I'm so sorry. Like I, you know, that was not cool of me. I should have appreciated that you are passionate about something. So at least their argument got squashed. And like you said, hopefully we're on our way to like better communication between them because I want to ship them like so hard. I want them to be my number one ship, but like the constant bickering makes it a little bit more difficult for me to want to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. I hope that they're going to get over it and find a different method of communication besides fighting. I mean, it's not fun. Like it really isn't. Mm-hmm. Like we've talked about this, like watching other people fight is just like, it's not very fun. So
yeah, it's just exhausting and you feel bad for them.
Yeah, I do. I do feel bad for them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it's time. It's time to talk about Ruby. Oops, I mean Avery. Even Emily had mentioned, like, she looks so much like Ruby. If you told me they were siblings, I'd believe you. Which is fair. They do look kind of alike.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty bizarre, but here we are. We are we're dealing with this. And so basically I think that she's fascinating. So she, Ruby, no, damn it.
Aha, already.
Yep. Avery. And also the two names are just so.
They end in E. Yeah.
Yeah. They feel, they have like the same vibe, right? Avery. Okay. I love the name Avery, actually. It's so like old money. I don't know. Like my,
what
am
I know what you mean.
Yeah. One of my college roommates named her daughter Avery. And if she did not, then that would probably be like at the top of my baby list.
See, the problem is you have to name your kid Mackenzie because we know that that's...
Stop it!
Again, I've heard Adam on too many podcasts. I even know what his preferred baby name is.
No. Okay, do you, can we just stop down for 1 minute?
Yeah.
1 minute. How do you feel about the name Mackenzie? Like, be honest.
Okay. I guess I have some questions.
Yes.
One, is it spelled like the normal way?
I think so. I
like
think
M-A-C-K-E-N-Z-I-E. What is the normal way?
Let me look at our baby name list. I am, yeah.
Because I do think like that might influence my thoughts on it.
Okay. Let me look at the baby list. Okay. Yes. M-A-C-K-E-N-Z-I-E.
Mackenzie. Okay. So spelled the normal way. Would there be a nickname attached?
He loves the name Mac. That is what he likes. He wants Mac. And I'm just like, yeah, he likes mac and cheese, blah, blah, blah. Like that's his preferred nickname.
Okay. It's not my favorite name. Like, I don't hate it. If I had like a tier ranking of like baby names, it wouldn't be at the bottom, but it also wouldn't be at the top. And I think it's a vibes thing. I also think if I had a Mackenzie, I think the nickname I would go with is Kenzie, not Mac.
I mean, I like that too, but yeah.
But I also tend to like names that end in that E noise, like a Ruby or Avery. I like the E noise at the end.
Yeah.
I actually know someone who had one of my childhood friend's sisters had a kid and named her Kenzie. Just Kenzie. No, not Mackenzie, just Kenzie.
I think
it's trending now, though. I mean, do you know how, like, I'm going to look. Is it popular again? Like,
no,
that's my other concern.
I don't think so. I really don't think it's popular. Like, I think we're away from those names.
Okay.
And names that are, like, old money names are in.
So can I get examples of old money names?
Margot is really popular right now.
And you loved that name once upon a time.
I love that. I still love that name.
So it looks like the top baby names of 2024 in terms of girls, because we're talking Mackenzie, which normally you would use for a girl's name.
Yeah.
We have Olivia, Amelia, which feels old money to me.
Mm-hmm.
Emma, Sophia, Charlotte, Isabella, Ava, Mia, Ellie, Luna. Luna, Jesus, that's a dog's name to my mind.
Yeah, that is a dog's name, but it's not a person name.
Evelyn is popular again. Yeah. Aurora.
Yep. See? Yeah, like grandma names are popular.
Yeah.
So those are, I mean, I'm like very into like the baby name thing. I think is like very interesting. I would even do Mac as a boy's name, just straight up Mac as a boy's name. I like that as well. But
my other thing is like, okay, Mac is always to me a computer. Like I can't get over of like Mac as a Mac computer. Not that it's like, oh, I hate Apple, so I wouldn't want to name them Mac. It's just like, that's what I think of.
I don't think of that. I think of like Big Mac. And like,
That too.
I would never want my daughter to have that nickname.
That's so fair because, okay, that is a very good point I had not considered, because the number one thing I think people don't necessarily think of enough when they're naming a human being is, what are the kids at school going to call them? Like, are they going to get made fun of? Are their initials going to make some sort of like weird thing that they can get made fun of? Can it be shortened into a word that they can get made fun of? Kids are creative and cruel, and it could happen. I was just talking about this on Talking Shit with Stuart about like naming a child and like the responsibility of that.
Yeah.
I agree with you about Mac. Like if kids are so cruel, like it really could be a situation of a Big Mac, and that's just rude.
I really can't. And he's like very convinced. Like the thing is that like Adam is like, he's an opinionated person, right? Mm-hmm.
You don't say.
He's an opinionated person. I am typically not. So one of the things, like, I feel like it would be like a lot of people would not want to be with a very opinionated person because like people butt heads. You know what I mean?
Well, every opinionated person needs to marry someone who's less opinionated. That's
exactly.
Just,
exactly. Which,
I mean, and that's how the balance works. And that's how the balance works with me as well. I'm the opinionated one, though.
So, like, he's, like, very convinced that he's eventually going to, like, wear me down.
I don't think when it comes to this, you'll get worn down, though.
I don't like the name. Like, I just don't.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. It's going to be a problem.
See, this is where, and if it's me, which is this, I mean, this is not the way to approach it. But in my head, it's like, well, I changed my last name to your last name, so I've earned something. God.
I would never do that. That's psychotic.
I know.
That's crazy. Oh, my God. And on top of that, the naming process is still, it's like, I think that I'm like 70% there, maybe more.
Oh, but with your last name changing.
With my last name. It is so much. Maybe I'm more than 70%. Maybe I'm like closer to 85. But it is like, it's such a pain in the fucking ass. Like it really, really is.
It sounds like it is, truly.
Yeah.
So Mackenzie is number 218 in popularity in 2024 last year.
I cannot do it. I can't. I mean, he vetoed a lot of my names. So
give me some of the vetoes. I want to hear some of the vetoes.
Well, they're off the list, but Margo is still like my favorite name of like baby names. Mm-hmm. I like the name Claudia. I mean, like all my
Claudia names- Humphrey sounds good. I think it pairs well with Humphrey.
Yeah, I thought so. I mean, I'm very also okay. So, well, the biggest thing is that like my favorite boy's name has been Elliot for like forever. Like that's always been my favorite name. Mm-hmm. And he's like, no, like that. No, Elliot, because he thinks that like Elliot sounds like a wussy name. So
how?
He just thinks it does. He thinks like Elliots are like dorks. And he doesn't.
I don't think that at all.
So,
because you know what I think of when I hear Elliot? Do you know like the first thing that comes to my mind?
What?
Is Elliot Stabler from SVU.
Oh.
And he was very like aggro.
Okay.
So I don't think that at all.
And I've even been like, okay, like I also like the name Eli. So like I'll do that, just Eli. But then he's like, he's very like into like things need to have like bigger names because of the nickname thing. Because like Adam has never actually had like a nickname. You know what I mean?
So he wants a longer name that has the ability to have nicknames.
Exactly. Because he's never been able to do that. Like he's never had a name that's like, but also I've never had like a nickname really, except with my maiden name.
Right. So,
but no, and I also like Ethan. I'm like, I think I like more boy names than I do.
That's so interesting because I have way more girl names that I like than boy names.
Well, I did, but then he vetoed all of them because, like, I like Estelle, like, I like Celeste, I like, what else do I like? I like a lot of names, but he like vetoed all of them. So because he thinks that like I'm trying to raise like a snobby person. He thinks all of my names are snobby.
Well, because you like the old money names.
I do like the old money names. So yeah, he's like, we are basic bitches and we can't have those names. This is probably so uninteresting.
I think people would find this fascinating, truly. Well, also, you're not the only one. We have a spreadsheet that has like names.
Okay, so what's on your, I know like your number one baby name, if you don't want to share.
I don't want to share it, but it
give
is
give me some of the B-list names.
B-list names. Let's
also
see.
Did you ever use that app? Remember
We used that app a lot.
You still use it?
No, we haven't in a long time. But you know what it is? It was a good way to whittle down a bunch. Basically, what Sarah is referring to is there is like, I would closely approximate it to a dating app where you link with your partner and it gives you names and you can swipe left or right. And if you both swipe right, then it will like add it to your list.
Do you remember the app name?
Do I still have it? Let me see. I probably still have it.
I would love to do it.
Is it baby something? I don't see it. Maybe it's name something. Baby name. What is it? Baby name. Baby name is what it's called.
Did she just call baby name?
Apparently.
Okay.
It's called baby name. Okay. And so you can swipe on it and then it will tell you your matches. Now, I will say, if you do it enough, you'll get a lot of repeats. So keep that in mind that, like, you know, it is a good way to, like, try to get on the same page as your partner without having arguments constantly about names because it'll only show you the ones that you both have swiped right on. And sometimes we would swipe right on ones just for funsies, like Taco. We both thought was so funny.
I know. I was there. I was hanging out with you guys that weekend when you were doing it. You were very Rajalafew was on our baby list name for a very long time as a joke. But okay, so I want to know your B list names. I also want to know what Will thinks of the name Mackenzie.
Okay, so let me. Will is literally in this room, so I'll ask him about Mackenzie, and then I'll start telling you some of the names. Will, what are your thoughts on the baby name Mackenzie? He likes Kenzie as a nickname. What do you think of the name Mac? And McDonald's. He thinks McDonald's. And Mac from Always Sunny. Yeah.
Okay. Rajalafew is more of a middle name.
He thought Rajalafew is more of a middle name, is what he says. So if you want to use it, it should be a middle name.
Yeah. It recently got off of our baby list name.
So there are some names that, like, I'll give you some of the names that, like, either one of us liked and the other was a little more middling on. Like, we didn't hate it, but we didn't love it. So for boys, I love the name Chandler. It's a good one, I think. And then I also had for a girl, Peyton and Ivy. I liked both of those. And then Will, for a boy, he had a lot of boy names that I did not like. Robin, Ruben, Theodore, Harrison, Elijah, Joel, and Rudy.
Okay.
And then girls, Penny, Sophie, Ellie, Olivia, Emma, Haley, Gwen, and Felicity, funnily enough.
Yeah, I do like Felicity, but, like, I also feel nice name. Yeah.
It's hard to do it now that we've been watching the show. It's weird.
Yeah.
So those are some of our names that, like, oh, and he also liked the name Bo. And that would be like, you had that on your list. Oh, now he's saying he doesn't like it anymore. Okay, well, it was on here. It's on the spreadsheet. I didn't put it on there. So those are some of our names. I mean, like, I feel like if we were to randomly pop out a baby girl today, I think we would be able to lock in a name very easily.
Yeah.
Probably for a boy, too. I think we had name, like, landed on a top couple. We have, like, a top three. But naming a human is hard. I don't know. What do you think of any of those names, Sarah? Any of those?
I like all of them. None of them disgust me.
That is great news. We're winning if none of them disgust you.
Yeah. Actually, do you want to shoot me what your actual top threes are, and then I can tell you if those disgust me or is that?
Yes, I will. I will just send you a screenshot, and then you can see the top three are literally all the way at the top. And there's some that have, you can see we've attached some middle names to them.
I know all. Interesting. Wait, the one that I thought was your number one is not even on here?
I think I know what you're thinking of. That, I don't remember where we last landed on that last time.
It sounds like you're off of it. I do know your top. I've heard this before and I still like it. I like them. None of these disgust me.
And I just checked also my number one, that is the one that is on the spreadsheet, not the one in your mind, is very, very low on the popularity list, which makes me very happy to know that it is not, like, going to be literally everywhere and be like as a Jessica in the 90s. I'd rather not do that to a kid. I love my name. I don't have anything negative to say about my name, but it is very popular for my age group.
I'm glad to see that Taco is still tacoing.
I love how it has its own column for middle names. It's just Taco. And it's green, and I don't know why it's green, but we made it green.
It's because it's special and it's green. All right.
Oh, it fits both genders. That's why. Okay. Yeah. That's a little sad. Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, like, I like our list of names. We had ended up with, like, the top. We have the same top three boys' names, and our girls' names differ a little bit with the top. But, like, my favorite is number one, and it's number two on his. So,
yeah, I see that. I think that my favorite is your favorite.
Good. And it has a good nickname potential too. So it would work, you know.
Okay. All right. All right. So Adam just accepted my invitation to
incredible. Please keep us up to date.
We'll keep you, hopefully on the swiping. Hopefully we'll find something that both of us
don't steal taco from us if you do be very upset.
I think I already did, actually. Yeah, I think I already did. All right. No. I don't even know how we got here, but
okay. Avery. Oh, Avery. We were talking about Avery.
We didn't even start
talking about Avery yet. So.
I love this bitch. She is crazy and she is awful, but I think that she is absolutely magnificent.
She has the audacity. She has rich bitch audacity.
Yeah.
She is just like, I'm so rich that I'm going to buy my way and into everything, and no one can be mad at me because I force my gifts upon them. We're 3 months later and she has this watch for Ben, and they have this very strange, I don't know if you got vibes from this, Sarah. It's similar to when Ben was watching Molly sleep. I got these vibes of when she shows up at Dean and DeLuca and they see each other through the glass. They do this like little wave thing and they have this like look between them. Immediately, I was like, get the fuck out of here, Avery.
I know.
You're about to be a homewrecker, Avery. Get the fuck out of here.
There is a 0% chance that Ben is not cheating on Felicity. Like,
1000% he is.
It's just a matter of who at this point, because
I think it's Avery.
You think it's Avery? Okay. Because she,
I think because he's going to fall for the, like, we have a connection. You can't deny it. You were there when I died. I heard your voice.
It was very manipulative. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But yeah, so she is. She's a little black widow. She's crazy. I love her. I think that she's like absolutely nuts, and it's very fun to watch because she almost died. Like, literally, I think she did die. She died for a second.
She said she did die. I thought she had died because we didn't see what the results, and then we flashed forward and she had dead eyes.
She was pretty dead, but they like did the like the defibrillator and she like jolted back.
Clear. Also, Emily had the same question. Why the hell is Ben the one in the ambulance with that? Like, who is this man? She had no friends at this party?
Yeah. I don't, apparently not. Like, I don't know where she came from. Like, obviously she's a student at NYU. She still is. She like was talking about that, but yeah, I don't know how Ben was allowed to come in, but Ben came in and she, basically Ben was the last person that Avery saw before she died. And 3 months has passed. Did her lungs get punctured? Something bad happened. Very bad.
I don't know exactly what happened, but like wherever the bullet landed was like, you know, hitting vital organs or something.
She was down and out. Apparently there were a few situations or a few times where like they did visit her in the hospital while she was in the hospital because she had said that Felicity brought her blankets and candles.
Very kind of Felicity. Like truly, need to commend Felicity this episode. I felt like she was pretty much always acting as mature as you can in the situation that you're in.
Yeah, because there was definitely times where she was like, am I, like she was feeling jealous and paranoid, and she was kind of checking like, am I being jealous or paranoid for like
no reason.
But Noel was very good at like kind of like checking her and being like, oh, it's like you are kind of being jealous, you are kind of being paranoid, but whatever, it's fine, you're fine. So basically, Avery comes around and is like, I am here, like knocks on the boys' apartment. And is like, I am here to visit Ben. I have something to give him. Noel at first is like, yes, whatever. Like, come in if you want. Yeah. Whoever you are, I don't care. And then when he realizes that it's Avery Swanson, he's like, oh my gosh. Like, do you feel like life has no purpose? And she, once again, we're talking about how people deal with things differently, which I do appreciate. She's like, no, like I felt the total opposite way. Like I felt like my life had purpose now, and my purpose was to like be appreciative and like, you know, this other thing, and then also fuck Ben Covington. Like that is also my purpose.
I've met my person and now I must have Ben. And so she starts giving him gifts, right? It starts with the watch, which he doesn't want to accept, but eventually does. Yes. It does not stop there.
No, which was actually also kind of crazy because it's not like she learned on her own that Ben was a swimmer. She somehow got his mom's phone number and asked his mom what she would like. And then
this is big psycho energy. Like, this is too much. Like, yeah. First of all, this is where I was immediately had red flags about Avery.
Uh-huh.
Instead of talking to, I don't know, let's say his girlfriend, who you know, who is a human that you've met, that you mm-hmm. that has interacted with you, that has visited yeah. you at the hospital, instead of, I don't know, just chatting with her and saying, hey, you know Ben, I want to get him something as a thank you. What do you think he would like? She calls his mom?
How?
That is weird.
How did he?
She's rich. What do you mean? She could get anything. Money buys everything.
Okay. So she just like was able to hunt down his mom's. So she gets this swimmer's mm-hmm. watch that's like able to go down in, I don't know, whatever, however many feet he's
at the time, emergent yeah. technology.
Yeah. I mean, it was pretty impressive. I don't know how much the watch cost, but it was not a $30 watch. It was yeah. like an impressive watch. And he's like, you know, Ben's like, oh, you don't have to do this. Like, it's fine. Like, I was just like, you know, being nice. And she's like, no, like, I insist. Like, I want you to have it. Like, it's a token of my appreciation. I'm really thankful for you. And he like accepts it. I think at that point in time, Felicity also comes in and is like sitting with the three of them. And, mm-hmm. You know, they're a little weirded out because if you don't know anybody, somebody buying you something is like pretty weird. But like, if it stopped there, I think it would be okay. Right. Because
one gift as gratitude for, listen, you like held my bullet wound. You came with me in the ambulance. You know, it was your voice I heard that brought yeah. me back to life. Sure. Why not? As long as you're also getting the paramedics and stuff some gifts, which she probably yeah. is. She seems probably, like very willing to spend money.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then it goes like, because it just keeps going on.
Because then, like, it's very clear to the audience and to Felicity that she is interested in Ben. Because then on top of that, she's like, oh, well, also, she's like, whatever you need. If you need anything, just let me know. I really want to, like, repay you. And he's like, no, I don't need anything. It's like, wait a minute. Where were you last semester when I was poor as fuck and I needed you to pay my rent and yeah. my tuition? It would have been really nice if you were around then. But nonetheless, so she's like, I know. Ben loves two things in this world, swimming and basketball. He loves basketball and maybe Felicity, but probably not. So she gets him, I think, Knicks courtside seats. But this is the thing. And I don't even feel bothered by this because the thing is that it's not like she was like, here are two tickets. Thank you for inviting me. She's like, I have these tickets and you should come to the basketball game with me. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, she invited him to a basketball game with her. I personally feel like if you're giving a gift, give the two tickets and say, take whoever you want. Like, I don't know. So. Your fucking girlfriend.
No, I don't think so. I think that this was like pretty normal because she
was unhinged.
She's like, I have these tickets. You should come with me. And he's like, well,
if you're that rich, buy three and then we can bring my girlfriend too.
Well, like, that's what he said to Felicity. This is when Felicity starts getting jealous. Like, she's just like, why are you going to go to a basketball game with her? Like, if it was a gift, then why can't you?
Yeah, why not Sean? Why not Richard?
Yeah, well, she was like, you know, he was like, you don't even like basketball. And she's like, well, you know, I don't like basketball, but all these other people like basketball. And it's like, okay. Actually, Noel, I think, is the biggest basketball fan out of the bunch of them. Not quite sure. I don't know. Didn't they used to play basketball together? Who did
he? Yeah, but Ben is the one who's always just like 8-miling it all the time. Like,
No. Not more so than Ben.
All of the men, probably, I guess. I don't know.
Who used to play basketball with him?
Maybe. Well, Sean, we've seen Sean because he broke his nose, but Noel has played too.
Okay, whatever. So I kind of disagree with this because I feel as though unless she was like, here's two tickets, thank you for inviting me, then I think it's just like basically I have these two tickets, you should come. And I think that that's a very bold move. And if then, like, essentially she just invited him on a date. Good for you, Avery. You know, and he accepts because they're courtside seats. They're right next to the bench. You can't say no to that. And at the same time, at some point, because Felicity is taking these classes with Elena, these self-defense classes, and Avery comes, and there's this really crazy situation where Avery just flips Felicity.
Yeah, they're like, they're instructed to like, okay, now you do this and you do that. And then Avery like throws her on the ground really hard. And again, very passive aggressive. This is the thing is, if we're gonna, because this is a 90s show, okay, they usually tend to lean into like the gender tropes. So like usually if a man gets in a fight, it's gonna be like Noel and Ben when they got drunk and beat up each other. And then the next day they were fine. Mm-hmm. Whereas when women fight, it's this kind of shit where it's like passive aggressive. It's like, oh, we're in self-defense class. Ah, ha, ha, bam, you on the ground. Like it's, you know. Yeah. And so if Felicity says anything like, oh, my gosh, Avery is being so weird, they're going to be like, well, you were in self-defense class. Like, why are you you're reading too much into this? But no, Avery is underhanded. She manipulative.
She's a genius, actually.
So she's a rich genius.
So she's like, oh, I feel so bad. I'm going to bring Felicity a cashmere sweater. And she brings her this like very pretty like eggplant turtleneck sweater. You know, Felicity loves a turtleneck sweater. She clocked it right away. But this is the funniest thing about it, because did you notice that like once Felicity puts on the sweater, this bitch nonstop itches. She is allergic to the sweater. She gave Felicity an itchy sweater. It's so funny.
See, this is funny.
Did you notice that?
I didn't.
She, as soon as like, because in that scene, this is how I brought the, why I'm bringing this up at this point in time. When she's talking to Ben about the tickets, she is like itching her arms nonstop. And then like when she goes to the club, she's still itching. Avery got her an itchy ass sweater. And Felicity's allergic to the sweater. It's hilarious. It's so funny. Avery is an evil genius, and I'm obsessed with her.
And the thing is like, she, because she's also buying gifts for Felicity, she makes it seem like this is just what I do. This but is just I do. Who I and am. Exactly. I love to spoil people.
Exactly. And then Ben is like, look, because like when Felicity brings this up, Ben's like, you know, it's really sad because this is how she's learned to make friends in her life. Like it's kind of pathetic, actually, which kind of like, I do think that Ben genuinely thinks that. So I'm saying like, you know, Felicity's getting like gaslit into this, but like, I actually
think Ben does think it. Yeah. Because she's manipulated him.
Yeah. But like Felicity is being told that she is like overreacting or is wrong, but she's right. Like this is exactly what Avery is doing. So then after the basketball game, they go out to a club, and at the club, we all fam.
We all fam.
So basically at the club, Ben is introduced to Avery's other rich friends, and they're like, oh my gosh, Avery, you're so lucky because Avery's the most generous person in the world. Like, she's just trying to be nice. And then Avery is like, you silly bitch, like, you're rich too. You got me this watch. It's absolutely fabulous. So then like, this is just like the world that they're living in. Ben is still being like a dumb fuck, cause he's like, hey, I'm at the club. Can I invite Felicity and Noel? And she's like, yeah, invite Felicity and Noel.
Well, no, he wants to invite Felicity. Felicity is hanging out with Noel, trying to work on Loser Pet Store. Noel is being sad sack as always. And she's like, come on, Noel, it'll be fun. And she like drags him there essentially. And then they're not on the list because Avery is a bitch.
Yeah. Well, okay. Like, do you think that she did this intentionally?
1,000,000%. But yeah, luckily, maybe. Noel bribes the door guy and is able to get them in, the bouncer, and he's able to get them in with some money. And then I loved this from Felicity, where she says, hey, Avery, can I like talk to you real quick? Because she notices they're doing some close talking because they're in a club. It's loud. You got to get close to the person so you can hear them. So she pulls Avery aside into a quiet room and she's like, I don't know if I'm just like, you know, I wasn't on the list and I don't know. I'm feeling a little paranoid and I don't like feeling insecure. So I just want to ask you this, deal with it, get past it. Are you interested in my boyfriend? And Avery, only a white blonde rich girl has the privilege enough to be like, yes, And I think Felicity was so gooped and gagged in that moment.
Yeah.
She's like fully expecting Avery to lie and say no, or like to be honest and say no. And instead she says yes. And so she says, wait, yes? What? And she's like, well, I'm admitting it because I don't have a chance. Like, obviously your boyfriend loves you so, so much and you're such a great couple. But I fully died in that ambulance and Ben was the one who was there with me. Like, we connected. Our souls connected. Mm-hmm. And I've been thinking about him for months.
Yes, yes. Okay, hold on. I'm stopping down 1 second because Adam's been swiping and he's like, how many of these do I have to swipe before like anything happens? And then I was just like,
well, because you have to swipe and then
yeah, that's why I told him. Yeah. Okay, so we do have some matches.
Oh, wonderful. What do we got?
Maya, which is on our baby list anyway.
Okay.
Liam, which I'm not very sold on, but it's okay. Emmett, which I do like, and I don't
think like Emmett.
Yeah, I don't think we've ever talked about that.
See, it brings up names you don't think about.
Yeah. Amelia, which I only like Emmy, so we'll have to put a pin on that. Sophie, which I like, but is basic. And Lincoln, which I actually haven't really thought about, but like Link. Oh, I forgot for you, but it's okay.
Oh, because I had a dog named Lincoln?
You
know,
is that why you made a face?
I made a face because it's funny to me, yeah. I would love that. Like, don't get me wrong. I there's a reason we chose the name Lincoln. I like the name Lincoln. Yeah. And I do think Link is a very cute nickname.
Oh, see, Avery Humphrey came up.
I think Humphrey actually is a really great last name in terms of, like, I think it matches well with a lot of names.
It is a great last name. That's why I took it.
I do think it, like, Avery Humphrey sounds good. You know what I mean? Emmett, yeah. Humphrey. Emmett Humphrey sounds good.
I don't think it came. Oh, it did come up.
What
baby,
came up?
We got to name our baby Avery. Okay. It matched. We matched.
There you go.
It's a match. Okay.
It's a match.
It's a match. It's very exciting. Okay. So, I'm going to put this away. I'm going to take away the phone or else I'm going to swipe it all day. Because I've never had the opportunity to swipe at anything. So this is like a new experience for me.
It's very fun. Even if, like, again, I'm not expecting or anything. Like, this was like a year ago or something we played this game. It's just very fun. It's just a fun game to like swipe, 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 and just see what, because there's surprises. Like, you're just not expecting to match on something.
Yeah. Okay. This is very exciting. I've never done this before. It's very okay. So anyway, yes, I also love the fact I am like a big, I think I'm rooting for Avery. You know, I am definitely a girl that can root for a villain, a la my queen, Abby Morgan, rest in peace. Like,
the secret got her.
The secret got her. It's still depressing for me. I think like I can go down this path of rooting for this evil wench. And
you know why you're really rooting for her though?
Why?
Well, there's multiple reasons.
Okay, tell me.
Number
why
one,
you think.
She's blonde.
Yeah.
Number two. Number two, because you know, if she gets with Ben, where's Felicity going? Right into Noel's arms.
Yeah.
And you're ultimately Team Noel.
Yeah. She's gonna be riding Noel's dick in a matter of minutes. I guarantee. Lonely Pet Store is really bringing people together. Yeah, so she's basically like, yeah, like, I like him, and what? Like, I know that you guys are, like, you know, together, and that's all cute and all, but when I see something, I want it, and I get it. So, sucks for you. Yeah. And then, this is where it gets, like, kind of crazy, because Felicity and Ben go hang out, and then they are, then Avery goes home with Noel and then they have sex and it's just like, okay,
well, it seems like she's like, oh, is Ben gonna be home? And he's like, oh no, I think she's like, Felicity and him are at Felicity's apartment. And meanwhile they're having a conversation where Felicity's like, this girl is like weird, like there's something going on, and Ben's like, she was shot, like it's not normal. So then they have sex and then this fucking weirdo bitch buys him a motorcycle, like a full-on crotch rocket.
I've never heard anybody call a motorcycle that before.
But it's a specific thing. Like a crotch rocket is like the ones that you like lean down on, like a racing sort of one, not like a Harley, you know?
I've never heard Ben talk about a motorcycle. Is that correct or am I just forgetting?
I haven't either. I don't know him to be a motorcycle dude, but he seemed into it when he was sitting on it.
I
I've never been a motorcycle person. I remember, I was so mad. So like, I think it was my uncle. I remember as a kid, my uncle came with his motorcycle and people were like other kids. Or maybe it was just another father that was like a friend of the street's father. Because I just remember that there was a man riding a motorcycle that my family knew / trusted, and other kids got to ride the motorcycle, but my mom and dad did not let me ride the motorcycle. And I was so upset, so mad, because I wanted to give it a go. And I've never been on a motorcycle. I know it's like very, very dangerous. So was there another show that we were talking about motorcycles?
Probably Dawson's Creek. Or was it Boy Meets World? Because
it was Boy Meets World. We were talking about Boy Meets World because Mr. Turner got her on a motorcycle. That's what it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he loved a motorcycle.
He liked Harleys, though, not cross rockets.
It was very dangerous. It's very dangerous. But Ben loves it. All the boys are fawning over it. They're like, oh my gosh, this is so cool.
You got to name her. A bike like this needs a name. Yeah. And apparently Richard had a car named Hellion in high school.
Does your car have a name?
No.
Really? Our car has a name. Mm-mm. Ravioli.
Ravioli?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and I just never thought to name it. I don't know. It's just a car. I don't really have like sentimental attachments to my vehicles, I don't think.
Yeah.
But yeah, like Felicity is really aghast at this point. Like, you gotta come on. Like, this is ridiculous. And as Emily pointed out to us, like the number of times that Avery says, I just couldn't resist is like, you can't, it's the limit doesn't exist.
What a queen. She couldn't resist.
Awful.
I think if I had millions / billions, who knows? Like, her father is like some sort of like magazine or banking tycoon that's friends with the Rockefellers.
Noel was there when she ordered the motorcycle. He says she ordered it like she was just ordering a pizza.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, hey, can I have this motorcycle? Make it like red or whatever if you want. Like, make some wheels as a topping. Yeah, I think that like if I had billions of dollars, I would be buying people things all the time. It just sounds fun. So she just couldn't resist. And basically Felicity kind of like puts her foot down as like, this is getting absolutely fucking ridiculous. You've got to cut it out. And he's like, you're right, you're right. So then he meets Dean and DeLuca one more time with Avery and is like, look, I can't accept this. You know, you're so nice and I really appreciate it, but it's way too much. Take back the watch, take back the motorcycle. And Avery's like, I get it. You know, like, you're in a relationship, it's fine. But
things and Felicity also returned the sweater. And she's like, you'll get store credit because I returned the sweater. Ben's going to return the bike. And then they go to defense class and she flips Avery.
Oh, yeah.
And she is so excited about this.
Yeah, that was a bitch ass move. So she flips Avery. And basically at this last meeting between Ben and Avery, Avery's like, yeah, stuff is just stuff. You can keep it. But what's important to me is our connection, because
I was looking right at your face and you weren't talking, but I could hear you. It was like you were talking inside me. Like, literally, she might as well have just said, it's like you were inside me.
It was,
you know,
like you were inside me. And she's like, oh my God, what else does she say? It's like she says something like, you cannot deny the connection that we have. Like, I've never experienced anything like it before. Can you honestly say that you experienced that as well? Or something like that.
She says, so what she says is, you could take back the watch and you could take back the bike. They're just things. I think what matters is that what we went through that night and what I feel right now. I've never felt this way before, Ben, and I don't think you have either.
Ooh, the fact that she says, I don't think that you have either, is also such a manipulative, like,
yes,
evil genius move, because it's not like she didn't ask the question, like, have you ever felt that way? So then he's able to say, like, no, like, that I do feel that way with Felicity. She's like, I don't think you. So it's like, it's just like turns the phrase around.
Yeah.
Just makes it so manipulative. She's an evil genius. Like, you can't deny this. Like,
no, she is. It's brutal. She has
again, rich white girl privilege. Like, yeah. She has so much confidence because nothing has ever not gone her way. She said it herself. She gets everything she wants. So she has this boldness about her, this brazenness of like, I'm going to get what I want. I'm going to say it like it is. We have a connection. You can't deny it. And I think this was episode 12 out of 17 episodes in the season. This is the beginning of the end of Belicity. The end is in sight for that couple, at least for now. Who knows who is end game? But this is how we get her back in the arms of Noel. Noel slept with her. I don't know. Maybe it's just like sloppy seconds sort of thing. Like, oh, love the one you're with sort of thing. Like, oh, Ben's not here. Might as well just make out with Noel. But yeah, this is the beginning of the end for Belicity, I think.
Yeah, I think so too. And I think it's time. Like, I don't like that it's time because, I mean, I do because I'm team Noel forever, no legally, matter what. Yes. Yeah, I would never say anything otherwise. But I mean, I don't like that it's time. I like them as a couple. I don't want to see Ben do anything that is against his character or like, you know, not nice. But I just feel as though this relationship has run its course. It's now time for an ultimate love triangle moment. We're going to spend season 4 being like, you know, I fucked up. Like, I will do anything in my capacity to like get you back type of thing. I can just see it. Yeah. I can sniff it out.
Yeah. So speaking of Noel and the possible Noel Felicity pairing in the future, we did get feedback from Anna, who I think this is the first time we've gotten feedback from Anna because she says, I usually don't write to you guys because I'm normally listening with a little bit of a delay. So I'm watching the episode after you've already recorded, but this time I couldn't help myself. So this is technically about last episode. And she says, I think it's very annoying how they keep making Noel's romantic partners conveniently mess up every time he messes up so we can forgive his constant mistakes and maintain his image of a nice guy. And here is her proof. So Noel kisses Felicity on Thanksgiving with his girlfriend literally in the next room. Oh, but she's also seeing this other guy from college and breaks up with him. Noel leaves Felicity to make out with his ex. Oh, but Felicity immediately loses her virginity to a random guy, our guy Eli. Noel kisses Felicity on Thanksgiving again while with Ruby. Oh, but she cheats on him and gets pregnant. Noel is stalking Tyra Banks while married, ? Of course, it turns out Natalie is dating another guy in Germany, LOL. They want Noel to be a good guy so bad, even though he's always screwing up, that it makes me dislike his character. I also can't even appreciate his friendship with Felicity because he clearly has ulterior motives and gives me the ick that he's always pining over her. It's a shame because I find Noel funny and I really like the actor. Oh, don't we all? So I wish they could just let him be a normal character with flaws and a life besides trying to be around Felicity all the time, hoping she will notice him. Okay, LOL. Got that off my chest. Apart from that, I'm really enjoying Felicity. The characters are funny and less cliche than most of what we see on teen shows. Love you guys, Anna. Thank you so much, Anna.
Thank you, Anna.
We hope we hear from you again because that was a really fun read. And honestly, you brought the receipts and I don't disagree with any of what you said.
No. But I will say that Noel is a good guy, you know, like he is at the base of his heart. I think that he is passionate. He is loving. And it's really unfortunate that all these horrible things just keep happening to Noel. Just really awful.
Yeah.
You know? Just not deserving of it.
We also got an email from Jamie. Let's see. So before I get into my thoughts on this week's episode, I wanted to share some info from a friend of mine who watched Felicity in real time. Apparently last week's episode was the mid-season finale and the show did not come back on until mid-April. Fans had to wait over 4 months to find out who got shot, which was longer than the wait between the season one finale and the season two premiere to find out if Felicity went on the road trip with Ben or went to Berlin with Noel. I imagine fans must have been super disappointed when it was just some random girl.
Oh, I can imagine. Yeah. That would have been so freaking annoying.
So on to this episode. Good news. It appears Molly is going away. Bad news is she's been replaced with another random person I don't care about. I give zero F's that Avery died and came back to life, and now she's obsessed with Ben. This storyline belongs on a daytime soap opera, not Felicity. I cringed when Avery told Ben she feels she belongs to him now. By the way, does anyone else think Avery looks like a taller, more glamorous version of Ruby? Stop it. Wow. Everyone agrees. And what's the deal with Felicity, the titular character, not having her own storyline? I wonder if Carrie Russell was working on other projects because she has not been front and center this season, which is fine. But then give more to the supporting cast and not new characters that we don't care about, like so Molly and Avery.
That is so interesting. I don't even know. Like, I do feel like there is like a less presence of Felicity. And I totally agree with you that, like, if that's the case, if we want to make it more of an ensemble like thing, then let's focus on like giving Elena more stuff, who hasn't, who's been like honestly like given shitty storylines since the very beginning. Or which, by the way, I don't know if I've said this earlier, but this storyline is probably the most of her like having to deal with the fact that like Tracy is chose somebody else over her. It's probably the most interested I have been in an Elena storyline since the very beginning, which I know doesn't pass the Bechdel test, but like honestly, it like really has to do with like her.
It's her control stuff. It's internal. Yeah, I agree with you in that. This is the most I've been interested in Elena in a while. And I can relate a lot to like the control stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but yeah, like let's give these storylines to like other people that I care about. I do. I mean, like, I'm not going to lie. Like, I think like I love an evil character. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's kind of like early Cordy stuff from
Buffy. Yeah. From Buffy.
Like somebody that's like
here to fuck shit up.
Here to fuck shit up. Yeah. So I it's like Desiree from
Boy Poon.
It's like the like these women that are like very sassy, usually well dressed. Like I just gravitate towards that sort of character.
Yeah. I'm interested to see where it's gonna go, that's for sure. And I like her more than Molly in that I find her more fascinating than I ever found Molly.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
All right, let's hear some voicemails. First, let's hear from Temi.
Hi, ladies. Can you say hi, Adelaide? Hi.
Hi.
You're only interested in girls you can save or screw, right, Pace? I think Ben is becoming very Pacey-like with his savior complex.
Oh,
so in this episode, Avery, she gets tickets to see the New York Knicks to spend time with Ben. The Knicks, they play in Madison Square Garden and they hold other events like concerts there. Have you ever been to MSG? And if so, what was the experience like? Similarly, have you been to the Giants, Yankee, or Shea Stadiums? If not, talk about a classic NYC area experience and what it means to you.
Mm.
Like Britta often mentioned, she lived in New York. Sarah, do you want to go to Bryant-Denny Stadium to watch the Crimson Tide? Are you still a Crimson Tide fan?
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. Feliz año nuevo. Thanks. Bye.
Oh, happy new year to you as well, Temi.
I did want to talk about Ben's hero complex because that is something that I flagged as well. I think it's definitely Pacey like, and we've been saying like, you know, Pacey and Ben are like probably cut from like a similar cloth in some of their things. And I think that, like Dawson and Noel are kind of like not too dissimilar as well.
There are definitely similarities there. Yeah.
So I think that it is, especially with like him trying to like save Molly and like him being there for Wera Avery. Like, I think that this is definitely a pattern that I think that he should look out for, because it seems as though, especially like he's putting like other people's needs definitely ahead of his own, but also like ahead of his girlfriends, which is going to get him in trouble. And it's just something that like he seems a little too focused on. And I think it also just has to do with the fact that like he spent a lot of his life like being told that he's like like not a good kid or like not good enough from his family. Yeah. So he's like trying to overcompensate and prove that he is like good and has purpose and is worthy. So I think that like psychologically, that's probably where this complex comes from, which is of course so Pacey like as well. That's exactly why Pacey did it too. So
definitely some similarities there.
So many. So he's so Pacey like between the punching and like the not being like very like great at school and the rough family background. Like it's very, very, very Pacey like.
Yeah. And I'm going to Madison Square Garden actually this month, but I've never been. But I will be
there.
I'm going to see Dimension 20 play Dungeons & Dragons at Madison Square Garden.
Yes. So I've been definitely for a couple of concerts. I think I went to like a Cher concert there. I forget what other concerts. I've been to this. Oh, my God. It was like horrible. Like me and my friends went to this like EDM thing and it was like 7 hours of EDM music, which I hate EDM music. And everybody was like tripping all over me, like just by drugs, not by actually tripping on me. And then it was just no words. It was awful. It was like the worst. I also have been to Madison Square Garden for the dog show, the Westminster dog show. That was a great experience. So I've been a lot. And then in terms of the stadiums in New York, of course, I've been to Yankee Stadium, the old and the new. And I don't think I don't even know if I've been to Shea Stadium because just like such a Yankees girl through and through. And the Mets are just like trailer trash. And then what was the other stadium that he had mentioned? I forget.
Couldn't tell you.
It doesn't matter. But then, I mean, Giants Stadium, of course, I've been to. And you've, of course, been to Shea Stadium because your family is a Mets fan.
Yeah. It's not Shea Stadium, though.
Oh, it used to be Shea Stadium. What is it called now?
City Field now.
Okay, that's what it used to be called.
Yeah, but I've been there a couple times, yeah.
Yeah. So, and then I used to work in New York City, so like a lot of like my views on like New York is just like, I mean, I can like complain about the freaking commute all day long, but I also realize I'm like very, very privileged to have spent so much time in New York, whether that be like in theater or going like just walking down the street and experiencing different cultures and things and all sorts of stuff. And you hate New York notoriously. You get very edgy.
I don't like it. It makes me mad.
Yeah, you get very agitated. And I'm just like, please calm the fuck down. It's okay.
I don't know how. Yeah.
It's fine.
All right. Let's hear what DBK has to say about this episode.
DBK is just raging at us. He's just,
you know,
like,
what? Fuck. This is Team Ben's season. I should.
This is Team Ben's season.
It's true.
I mean, Keep that energy to the end of the season, Jess.
Stop what it, DBK. Season,
this show.
Stop it.
But you're right. You're right. This is Team Ben season. I should jump aboard the Ben train and, you know, forget that he's from the exact same neighborhood as Felicity. So, I mean, he's not from a broken home. Both his parents are married. He was a spoiled high school kid that got everything handed to him and everyone like worshiped at his feet. Now he's a douchey college kid who has no direction that blames everyone else for his problems. Doesn't really can't pay his awesome landlord on time. May have a drinking problem that Jessica always points out. Anger, you know, gets in a lot of fights, probably is failing most of his classes, you know. I mean, Ben sounds like a great guy.
TBK.
Yeah. Anyways, I'm going to check out this episode, you know, the Ben praise last episode was kind of crazy, but we'll see. I'm sure Ben will be awesome in the next few episodes. Until next week, ladies. Peace.
We also got a second voicemail from DBK. So I'm going to play this. I haven't pre-listened to it. So I don't know if this was like the first one was before he watched the episode and this is after, but I guess we'll find out.
What up, though, ladies? Girl fight. Okay, so I'll give you my questions from the episode. Why does Ben get in the ambulance? Because like,
we don't know.
He doesn't know this girl, really. So makes like, no don't sense. Get in the ambulance, and then you don't have to worry about like anything bad going down in the ambulance. Molly's gone.
Yay!
Elena's really into self-defense this episode. Is this the first like time that we're getting like something Megan is taking in school? Is this like kind of
psychology?
Have an idea
yeah.
what her major is now? I think maybe possibly.
Yep.
Ben thinks it's sad that Avery has to buy things, or is he just lying? Since we question everything everyone says, because if Noel said that, you would question it. Tracy has a condom in his wallet. Is Elena overreacting? Is Noel a good dancer, or was Avery just trying to get in his pants?
I doubt Noel's
a dancer. Do you guys name your cars?
No.
And Sarah yeah, that's like yeah, my quick hitters from the episode that like I came across. A pretty good episode. The Avery flipping Flisty and Flisty flipping Avery is pretty funny. Megan teaching Liftcraft is funny off Sean's advice. That was a joke. Sean and Megan aren't breaking up, so the show is like listening to you guys. Like they're fighting, they're like growing as a couple. So maybe you guys will hate it as much. Also, for me, I would say the gunshot incident is like a turning point for some characters or a character or whatever. So I think it's up from here to the end of the season for the people not liking the season. I think like the next few episodes are pretty good, but maybe I'm just biased. And that's it for this week. Peace.
Just a little bias.
I liked this episode. I thought it was a good one. I don't have much to say to that. I mean, I think, yeah, we don't know why Ben was in the ambulance. No one knows. It makes no sense.
No. But besides his, like, raging hero complex.
Exactly. The hero complex raging. Yeah.
Yeah. Team Ben's season. It's his season.
Sarah, next episode is season 3, episode 13, Blackout.
Blackout.
I'm excited about this because I love a Blackout episode. The Friends Blackout episode is incredible. Yeah. I feel like they're usually like bottle episodes. Hopefully all of our characters end up in one location during a blackout and drama ensues. That's what I'm hoping for. Mm-hmm. So we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, somehow Avery is going to be like, I'm here too.
Yeah, I'm here too. Oh, by the way, I bought the entire store of candles. Here you go. That's probably what's going to happen.
Yeah. Probably.
Yeah, but we'll have to see what happens then. And of course, we'll be joined by special guest Emily. So that'll be very exciting.
Exciting.
So that's next week's episode. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe. Talking shit. Oh my God, I've been recording too many podcasts. Shit90spod.com, shit90spod@gmail.com. If you want to send us in an email or just send us a little voicemail, a little message, we appreciate it. Even if it comes in late, even if you're listening super late, I'm fascinated to read other people's opinions on the show, especially if like you're watching for the first time. It's so interesting. But yeah, those are all the places you can find us. And we'll be back in just 1 week to cover season 3, episode 13, Blackout. So until then, everyone, have a good one. Goodbye. Just ask. Shit 90 shows taught
me. Zaxby's Sensation Salad is so much more than a plain old salad. It's a salad, which begs the question, at what point does a salad stop being a salad and become a salad? Is it when you add Zaxby's fried chicken to it? Crunchy wontons? Asian slaw? Citrus vinaigrette? Teriyaki glaze? Sweet and spicy sauce? Or is it when you top it all with a handmade perfectly fried egg roll? Without a doubt, the egg roll. The Sensation Salad, only at Zaxby's.